NATO's Chiefs of Defense held their first meeting of the year. Canada does not have much room to introduce new sanctions against North Korea, and Cascade Aerospace to upgrade C-130 aircraft for the Mexican Air Force. All of this on Vanguard Radio for today. Hi there, this is Marcelo Sugdeo, your host. At the 178th Military Committee of Chiefs of Defense session held at NATO headquarters in Brussels on January 16th and 17th, the Allied Chiefs of Defense focused on political and military priorities. At the session, the topics of military contribution to security and stabilization in Europe's southern neighborhood, the NATO command structure adaptation, the Resolute Support mission in Afghanistan, and a global coalition against ISIS and NATO's role in Iraq were all topics of discussion. On the session of Europe's southern neighborhood, the discussion was centered on acknowledging the ongoing security challenges and the need to further increase cooperation and coordination of military activities between allies and partners in support of stability in the Middle East and North Africa. On NATO command structure adaptation, the chiefs give a recommendation on a proposal that will deliver a structure that is a fit for purpose, meeting the requirement for effective command and control across the all three NATO core tasks in face of current and future security challenges. They also provide a guidance for additional work required for the implementation phase once a political decision has been taken. The Resolute Support mission session was about the continued commitment to Afghanistan and the mission. They also acknowledged the Afghanistan National Defense and Security Forces' enhanced capabilities. Concerning the global coalition against ISIS and NATO's involvement in Iraq, the Chiefs of Defense recommended enhanced coordination with the European Union and other international partners as well, as the possible adaptation of NATO training and capability building activity in Iraq so as to better respond to the needs of the Iraqi authorities in the areas of defense sector reform. On the second day, the focus was on Ukraine and Georgia, and the chiefs recognized the ongoing transformation of the Ukrainian armed forces in 2017 and stressed their continued commitment to Ukraine through the Comprehensive Assistance Package. On Georgia, they recognized its significant and enduring contribution to NATO's operational and missions, especially the Resolute support.
Defense and security missions are critical. That's when Army, Navy, and military come together and work in unison. How do they strike the chord for perfect sync? Do they need a new technology? Is there something they can work around? Get all your questions answered at the most awaited C4ISR event, C4ISR and Beyond 2018, on January the 30th at Fairmont Chateau, Ottawa. Join us as leaders, visionaries, and experts from industry and CAF come together to explore and discuss the challenges and highlight the solutions for next generation C4ISR. To register and learn more about the agenda, visit us at vanguardcanada.com.
Canada may almost be out of options when it comes to developing new sanctions against North Korea. And this is something that came out of the recent summit in Vancouver. Delegates from 20 countries left the summit pledging to consider new measures against Kim Jong-un's regime. But the way it looks, Canada may not have much room to introduce new sanctions because it already has significant independent measures in place, according to the CBC. A government official told CBC News that Ottawa would always evaluate its options, but what is in place now is already very strong. Canada has a wide-ranging ban on trade, financial interactions, and weapons with North Korea. The plan includes a few exceptions for humanitarian support. When new sanctions were put in place last year by the United Nations Security Council, some of those measures were in line with regulations Canada already had in place. At the summit, participants agreed to consider and take steps to impose unilateral sanctions and to further diplomatic actions to go beyond those required by the UN Security Council resolutions. But what those efforts could look like were not disclosed. The group also committed to finding ways to ensure sanctions are better enforced. As part of this, Canada has announced it would be spending more than $3 million to support an American program that trains local officials in the region on sanction enforcement. But for this to really work, Don Baker, a professor from the University of British Columbia, said it would help if China and Russia were involved in this meeting, because we can't enforce the sanctions without China, particularly, and also Russia. China and Russia were not invited to the meeting itself, but were promised separate briefings after the summit. Both countries rejected that offer and have since criticized these efforts. Cascade Aerospace has been contracted to perform avionics modernization of one FAM L-100 C-130 Hercules aircraft for the Mexican Air Force. The current deal follows the recent delivery of two upgraded C-130K Hercules aircraft to the Mexican Air Force. The two aircraft were equipped with advanced digital avionics provided by Rockwell Collins, which provided the aircraft with unrestricted access to global airspace by meeting current communication, navigation, surveillance, air traffic management, and airspace requirements. The program is contracted through the Canadian Commercial Corporation under the Memorandum of Understanding signed between the governments of Canada and Mexico in November of 2013. Cascade Aerospace Chief Operating Officer and Executive Vice President said, "Completing the C-130 fleet modernization represents a significant milestone for Cascade and affirms our excellent relationship with the Mexican Air Force as a support provider of choice since 2013. The upgrade of this aircraft will establish a common cockpit configuration for the entire FAM C-130 fleet, thereby enhancing fleet capability as well as providing efficiencies in maintenance, training, and operational availability. Under the terms of the new contract, the company will be responsible for the installation and the integration of Rockwell Collins Advanced Flight 2 Digital Avionics Suite. Cascade Aerospace would also be responsible for delivering operational and technical training for the Mexican Air Force personnel at the company's facility and headquarters in Abbotsford, British Columbia." Thanks for joining us today on Vanguard Radio. This is Marcelo Sugdeo saying bye for now.